Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
His name is Yossi Joseph, and he has the completely unsecure job of being one of our lead weapons negotiators with Iraq. I mean, this is not a little person, right? And for the better part of 2 years and 2,200 tweets, this guy was Nat Sek Wonk, this kind of little known outside the Beltway, but much feared kind of mole inside the building, who was just writing all these really caustic, sometimes borderline offensive tweets about Hillary Clinton and members of the President's National Security Staff. Lo and behold, it turns out when you write nasty things about powerful people, the people who work for those powerful people spend a lot of time trying to figure out who this is. And from my understanding is people on the National Security Staff and in the State Department spend a lot of time trying to line up the dots. They had a bunch of different people they suspected. But eventually the dragnet kind of closed on this fella. And last week he was confronted by a member of the staff, the President's Counsel's Office, and told to leave the building.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talker's Charts for the week of October 21st to 25th, 2013. I'm Doug Steffen, getting started with Glenn Thrush from Politico.com, commenting on the member of the White House National Security Staff that was fired after it was revealed he had secret Twitter accounts. He was using them to write nasty things about people that he was working with, and the people he worked for, and the diplomats from other countries that he was talking to. So the White House Twitter mess, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio in review now for the next hour as we count from number 10 to number 1. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com. They're the ones that monitor a lot of things that are going on. Talk Radio programs, hosts, stations. It's the news talk radio business that we're into here, determining the list and working with the folks that are putting this program together for you every weekend, 52 weeks a year. And this week, the White House Twitter conversation, or the conversation about the Twitterer, is number 10. World Series, number 9 on the countdown. Here's host Buddy Cianci talking to Paula Fleming from the Better Business Bureau about some of the ticket scams people need to be careful for as an interested party looking for a way to get into the World Series.
Now, what about scamming tickets? The Attorney General here says make sure you look at the ticket because they could be counterfeit. Is that right?
Yes, yes, most definitely. We encourage people when buying tickets online to ask for pictures of the tickets, verify them using the venue seating chart, get the seller's real name and contact information. You know, people... Obviously, people want to make money, but, you know, you have to be realistic on what they can charge.
Well, there's a law, I think, in Rhode Island that says 10% of the base price of the ticket.
Right, right. So
that's it. 10% additional.
Yeah, but you do have these fans that are willing to pay anything for the
tickets. Oh, I know.
You have to make sure. I'm a Bostonian, so I know these tickets are very difficult to get, and I know a lot of people that would pay much more than 10%. So you want to make sure that you're falling within the law, and also that you're getting legitimate tickets. You're not being duped out of your money.
Okay, that's. What about hotels?
Well, hotels, you want to contact the hotel directly. Just don't. Even if you get an email and you're providing your information online, make sure you actually go to the hotel website and just not responding to an email of a great deal.
I guess people will call and say, I've got to put on in the social media, I have two block seats, and they're $2,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You should not give them your... not send them cash. You should do
no, it. Don't send them cash, don't write a check, and don't wire money, because... most likely it's going to be fraudulent and you're never getting that money back. And we hate to hear of those situations. And unfortunately, there has been a trend where it does transpire year after year whenever there's an event like this.
Mm-hmm. And so the best thing, if you are going to buy it, use a credit card so you can most likely get that kind of protection in the event it turned out to be a scam.
Correct. We encourage people to use a credit card or PayPal when making a purchase online, as the charges are more secure and easier to dispute that way.
All right. So what other advice can you give those who are looking for Red Sox tickets?
Obviously do your due diligence. That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And don't, just because you're, you know, an intense fan, just don't jump on any great offer that comes over your computer or your iPhone, smartphone. And just to make sure you check out a business before making any purchases of a product or a service, and you can do it at BBB.org.
Up next, Iran, the NSA, and Facebook, all in the focus here on our weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a really big show. I'm Doug Stefano. I suppose it's big if you are interested in some of these things. And Iran happens to be coming in at the number 8 spot this week on our countdown. Host Rob Schilling with political analyst Joseph Klein. They discuss the latest on negotiations with Iran over the nuclear weaponry.
There are a lot of people who are looking at this and looking at this president and saying, wow, this is a diplomatic breakthrough. Look at the president. He's making friends with a former enemy of the United States. How would you respond?
Well, that's entirely wrong. We have a president who's unwilling to negotiate with fellow Americans in the Republican Party, but he's perfectly willing to sit down with a country that still has weekly Friday chance of death to America. He's being beguiled by a moderate-sounding new president, Rouhani, who says to Western audiences what they like to hear, but then brags how 10 years ago, when he was Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, he pulled the wool over the eyes of the Europeans.
The NSA spying controversy, number 7 on the countdown. Here's Al Malmberg on his radio program talking to correspondent Simon Owen about the allegations from Germany on the NSA spying. The chancellor and other allies have been hacked, as it were by the NSA.
The German government has obtained information that the U.S. may have monitored the mobile phone of Chancellor Angela Merkel, and she called President Obama on yesterday, to demand an immediate clarification. In a strongly worded statement, the spokesman said Merkel had told Obama that if such surveillance had taken place, it would represent a grave breach of trust between close allies. The statement read, she made clear that she views such practices, if proven true, as completely unacceptable and condemns them unequivocally. White House spokesman Jay Carney, responding to the news in Washington, said the president had assured Merkel that the U.S. is not monitoring and will not monitor the communications of the chancellor. When pressed on whether spying may have occurred in the past, a White House official declined to elaborate on the statement. Is this a common practice for allies to be monitoring the cell phones, each country's leader doing this? I'm just curious. We're trying to figure this out.
But according to Germany, it's not. I mean, the German leader, Angela Merkel, has just been speaking, actually. She just said, spying among friends cannot be. That's a translation. And I mean, I think her point is that when you're allies, there's a limit to what should be going on here and what should not be going on. And the Germans, ever since Edward Snowden first revealed, apparently, you know, remember Edward Snowden, the former NSA worker who then fled the country, when he first revealed this widespread apparent online monitoring system called PRISM, the Germans were among the most outraged to react to this. So now there is something very personal and very senior about a revelation claiming that, you know, right at the top, the country's leader has had her cell phone bugged. I mean, you don't get much closer to the heart of government than that. But I mean, the Germans were unhappy before this. This has just only made things worse.
Well, now, apparently, the German officials learned of this when Der Spiegel, the weekly magazine, got these U.S. documents that had Merkel's telephone number on it. And at that point, Germany confronted officials in this country with that document. And of course, our officials are denying it, which is what is expected.
Violent Facebook videos, number 6 on the countdown. Host Matt Patrick talking to social media analyst Chris Kraft about Facebook flip-flopping on their policy allowing beheading videos on their site.
Facebook seems to have done an about-face. They took the violent videos, the beheadings off of Facebook, banned them. Now all of a sudden they seem to be appearing again. What's going on here?
You know, since I checked in last night, yesterday in a 24-hour period, they have re-flip-flopped and banned the beheading video again.
No kidding.
Facebook has taken those videos down and said that they're still evaluating graphic content as long as it condemns the violence. But they have, in fact, taken that video back down. So they've changed positions a third time.
So they're flip-flopping because, now, do you think that it's pressure because of other social media websites like Twitter, Tumblr, Vine, other sites that have videos, they want to be competitive?
You know, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that there are a lot of human rights groups that have gotten involved in this particular situation, and real media has really influenced this decision as opposed to the social comment that may be coming out of the conversations on social media. So that's just my opinion, but there's some fairly, fairly stout groups that have come out and condemned this type of content. There's also coalitions for children that are saying that this is purely inappropriate content for a child to stumble upon, and Facebook just doesn't have the type of filters and graphic warning capabilities,
right,
for content like this, so kids could really stumble across.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But look, you know, that's up to a parent to make sure their kid doesn't stumble across it. You put the filters on at your home. Anytime you sign up for a Facebook page, you know, you agree to terms. So I don't want to see a beheading, but you know, I mean, if I'm going to be on Facebook, I agree to the terms.
Up next on the countdown, the jobs report and the aftermath of the government shutdown. So if you're interested in either of those two, and I'm betting that you are, if you're a follower of fashion here, we'll be continuing with those items in just a matter of moments.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Here we go, continuing with the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week and every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 5 on the countdown, the Jobs Report. Host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft with ABC's Aaron Katursky. The September Jobs Report is out. It was delayed because of the shutdown.
What are those numbers again?
148,000 jobs created in September, weaker than expected and weaker than the trend. It's really been a decelerating of the economy over the last couple of months, and the first half of the year was much better than the second half of the year is turning out to be. And these numbers, reflect, it just feels a little meh, which I think is a technical reporting term for meh.
Yeah,
it's been like this, where it's been 150,000, 160,000, whatever. It's not enough to meaningfully, change the circumstances of the labor force, and I think that's playing out. You know, a drop of the unemployment rate to 7.2%, maybe mainly because the participation in the labor force dropped a bit, and it's a 5-year low. So again, things are moving in the right direction, just not with any demonstrable speed.
And of that 148,000, only 126,000 were actually private sector jobs, which are financing government. It is interesting, the slowing. Also, you point out the labor participation rate. If you look at the U6 number, which includes those marginally attached, due to economic circumstances, not desire, so part-time workers working part-time who desire to work full-time, you're up at 13.6%.
Number 4 item on our countdown this week, the aftermath of the shutdown. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to financial analyst Francis Cianfrocca about the way the shutdown will continue to affect the economy, even though it has ended.
Here's the thing that we're finding, that there seems to be a lot of surveys in which people are talking about how they're not going to be shopping as much for the holidays as they'd planned to do. And I'm guessing states like Virginia could very well get hit pretty hard by that because we have so many federal workers here.
Uh-huh. And so many defense contractors.
They might end up getting all their pay. But by pushing this whole thing down the road to the middle of January, they might be saying, well, this could very well happen again in January. I better save some money.
Yeah. So I think that the economic impact of the whole episode. Now, the market impacts are different. Okay, but if you look at just the economy, first off, you know, $24 billion in the context of a $16 trillion economy, it's a second-order effect. It's important, especially for the people that it impacts. And you're very right about the state of Virginia, you know, with a heavy government emphasis. And I'm sure it's going to have some impact on people's spending over the Christmas season, particularly federal workers. Yes, and you know, you hate to say things like I'm about to say, because we're talking about real impacts on real people. But in terms of the overall economy, they're minor effects.
You really think it will be minor?
Yes.
I hope you're right. By the way, I hope you're right. I hope to God you're right about that, that it turns out to be very minor.
Yeah, it doesn't. Again, I want to be sensitive about it because it doesn't make it feel any nicer for people who have been subject to the shutdown and were hurting because of the omitted pay period. Even though they're going to get it back later, that still doesn't mean you can't. You may be facing issues. You got to feed your family, right? And you know, for retailers who are possibly going to be facing some impact from the uncertainty, that's real too. So you don't want to, you know, you don't want to understate that. Time, of course, is money, and in the retail business, lost sales are lost sales. Some of them come back. The discretionary items don't necessarily come back. But I really do think, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in January, whether or not we're going to have a different political configuration. And I do think it will be different. I think that both the Republicans and the Democrats learned something from how this went, and they'll play it differently the next time.
Shutdown aftermath number four. Recapping, let's see here, number 10, the White House Twitter deal, World Series at 9, Iran at 8, NSA spying controversy at 7, violent Facebook videos at 6, the jobs report at 5, shutdown aftermath at 4. So let's get to numbers 3, 2, and 1. And yeah, they're coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Second half hour is just moments away.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen, back with the continuing review of the hot hits in talk radio every week. I sound like Casey Kasem. I hope I don't sound like the way he is. There's a countdown extra story there. He's near his final announcement, as it were. That's a shame. At any rate, we're up to number 3 on our countdown this week, the state of the Republican Party. Host Elizabeth Hess talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about how low approval ratings Republicans are getting in Congress after the shutdown. Will they pay in next year's elections? Let's find out. Elizabeth Hess.
There was a faction of the Republican Party that basically held up the vote in order to proceed with this and proceeded to help the federal government shut down. Were you part of that faction that voted to try to defund Obamacare?
I think what your premise is entirely wrong there, Elizabeth. I view myself as Central Illinois' eyes and ears on the floor of the House. We passed 4 bills, one to defund Obamacare, 3 others to delay the tax penalties, just like we're talking. Delay anyone, individuals, being able to be taxed for not being able to go up and sign up for health insurance they're not required to have. Those were the deals that we sent over to the Senate. And the last one didn't even touch Obamacare. It said, appoint conferees, come talk to the House so that we avoid this government shutdown. Nothing more, nothing less. And Harry Reid stood there with his arms crossed and said no. Harry Reid and Barack Obama wanted the shutdown. They wanted to gain political advantage, and they gained some political advantage because of it.
And do you suppose that that's going to reflect come primaries and elections in, I mean, Congress is now looking at a 5% approval rating. How do you suppose that you and your colleagues can fight back and regain confidence of the American people?
Well, when I got here 10 months ago, I think it was at 9%, so it's still probably within the margin of error. You know, Congress is a very unpopular place, but the president is not doing too well either. And the fact of the matter is, when you see all these polls, they keep asking questions. Who do you blame, Republicans or Democrats? The question that should be asked, Elizabeth, is who don't you blame? And they are correct in blaming everyone. I mean, both sides are at fault here. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to have some folks that believe in governing, and it's going to take the other side to do it. And it's really, truly going to take some leadership out of this president who has not shown a knack to do anything except stand there and throw a temper tantrum.
Here's what some talk radio folks listening to our programs that we monitor had to say about how they view the Republican Party after all the infighting during the last couple of weeks.
I'm definitely going to support the removal of the Republicans from charge of Congress this next election. I see them as standing in the way of big changes that we need to take place in the country. I see them standing in the way of raising revenues. That's the biggest thing. I see them standing in the way of not raising the Social Security cap. I see them not removing taxes for benefits for corporations. I see them doing everything possible to slow down Obamacare. And it's something that the nation, there's changes that's going on. Now, the Republicans would like to go ahead and try to control it, but it's not controllable now, especially after the Tea Party has given they showed their hand exactly what they're trying to do.
We have to look at this in context of history. And in 08, when the Democrats came into the presidency, they also had a majority in the House and the Senate, which allowed them to push through whatever they wanted to push through. Of course, there's a backlash in 2010. The Republicans took the House, and when they did that, the idea would be to, you know, stop the ball from rolling down the hill, which they did and they continue to do. So, in the context of that, basically the Democrats kind of ramrodded through whatever they wanted to between 08 and 010, and so now you're seeing the backlash from the Republicans in terms of what should happen going forward. In my opinion, what people need to do really is just to throw out, when you go to the polls, you know, vote for the other guy. Get all the incumbents out. There should be term limits anyway, but get them all out and get fresh people in there and see what happens. So there's nothing worse than what we have currently.
I feel like the Lone Ranger here in Indiana. Our state is an absolute mess, in my opinion. It's really tough here in Indiana to be a liberal Democrat and to care a little bit about your fellow man. And what I have seen is the Republican, especially the right wing of the Republican Party, who they let control them, a few people. The Republicans need to exit themselves from the Tea Party. They're extreme. They're more than extreme. People like Michelle Bachmann, they are a poor representation of the Republican Party. It's changed in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. I was raised in a right-wing Republican home. I love my dad. I love some of these guys, but their ideological viewpoints are wrong. This is America. I think what really happened is these people hate Obama. They hate things they don't understand. They hate change more than they love their country.
That leads us to number two, violence in our schools. That's up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me.
Why?
Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen here. As the countdown focuses on the number two item this week, the violence in schools this week, there are at least three significant violent events at public schools. A shooting in Nevada, a stabbing in Massachusetts, and a foiled shooting plot in Washington State. Here are our hosts, John and Ken, talking about the role bullying may have played in the shooting at the Nevada Middle School.
Shortly after 7 a.m., shots rang out, and as far as I know, they still have not identified the kid that brought the gun to school. It was his parents' gun, and what the whole confrontation was over. But they have identified the other person that died, because the kid that brought the gun to school eventually killed himself. That's what they say. Semi-automatic handgun, and he killed a math teacher, wounded two other students. The other students are 12, so I'm guessing that this dead kid is probably about 12 years old. Really crazy. The teacher has been named. It's Michael Lansbury, a former Marine and a member of the Nevada Air National Guard. Some reports say he was a hero, that he kind of stepped in, tried to talk the kid to put the gun down, because I guess he had already shot the other two boys and maybe was ready to do a lot more damage, and they think that the teacher may have saved many other lives in this math class and then got himself killed in the process. So, this is eighth grade.
Yeah, well, you know, I imagine this will check all the boxes for all the other school shootings that we've had. The kid will probably be, will have claimed he was bullied and that nobody was doing anything about it.
Well, NBC News is reporting from the Reno Gazette Journal that may be it. Suspected gunman said he had been teased. Quote, I heard him saying, "Why are you people making fun of me? Why are you laughing at me?" said student Michelle Hernandez to the newspaper. So that sounds exactly like what happened. And that is the case more and more when kids get really upset. Two things happen. Kids who are bullied and teased sometimes just kill themselves, and other ones bring a gun to school and try to take revenge.
I think now that this stuff's been publicized so much, that bullied kids, the ones who are really emotionally disturbed, the most emotionally disturbed, have realized they've got an outlet now. They can get back. You know, I don't think kids in the past ever thought of it. But as soon as somebody broke the taboo and it got publicized enough, I think more and more kids are bullied or fantasizing about this sort of thing. And, you know, but schools have largely, and parents too, have ignored bullying for decades and decades. And now there's a backlash. Now there's certain kids who don't want to put up with it anymore, so they want to start shooting people. You know what's funny?
schools will impose all kinds of stupid rules to ban dodgeball and tag. I just read about another school that did this the other day. You know, there's all these, like, safety measures that they try to take so kids can't play because, God forbid, somebody trips and falls and breaks their wrist or something like that. That, they're all over. All the stupid stuff. But the bullying stuff, which really does cause a lot of emotional damage to the victims and then in turn cause horrific tragedies when the bullied people come back to school, when they finally start firing weapons, nobody wants to do anything about that. I mean, you got dead kids all over the country now. Mostly, either the kids who do the shootings are either, you know, schizophrenic, they got some kind of mental disorder, or they've been bullied. So why don't the schools do something serious about stopping the bullying? They don't.
Talk host Howie Carr with ABC's Michelle McPhee discussing the brutal murder of the teacher by that 14-year-old boy in Massachusetts.
We're getting conflicting reports here coming in on the wires whether she was stabbed or beaten to death. What's your understanding?
My understanding from my sources is that he slipped into the bathroom behind her, and it was a stabbing.
Wow.
And then he moved her body in a receptacle all the way to the woods and tried to bury it. Remember, Howie, he's charged with first-degree murder, so clearly they have evidence that would suggest this was premeditated, this attack on his teacher, who purportedly he told some investigators that she was a very hard math teacher.
She was a very hard math teacher, so he killed her.
Well, I don't know if that's the motive, but I know that there was complaints about her being a very difficult math teacher. But did he just sit in court today? I mean, he's trembling, and his court-appointed attorney has her hand soothingly on his back. His mother's weeping behind him, and you think, this is 14 years old, and if the allegations are true, he savagely murdered his 24-year-old teacher who had dedicated her life to helping out kids like him.
Right, right.
It makes absolutely no sense. And when you think about what happened in Las Vegas with the shooting.
And he's only been there 2 weeks, right? I mean, he's barely...
Not very long at all.
He's barely had time to, you know, do badly in a test or a quiz.
I mean, what's astonishing is that he was at the movies last night. So he went to go see a film. I don't know which film.
They said it was a Woody Allen movie. The new Woody Allen, Jazzmine something or other.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that yet. But that was a Woody Allen movie at 14. I bet a psychiatrist could have a field day with that, couldn't they?
Well, you know, the theater manager, it was kind of a weird quote from him, but he said, you know, a lot of people come to the theater to hide. And the first thing that popped into my mind was Lee Harvey Oswald went into the theater after he shot J.W. Tippit, the Dallas police officer, and after he killed President Kennedy. So what they did was they when she went missing, they went back and I guess they looked at all the closed circuit TV cameras, right?
Exactly, and there's, you know, obviously you can see the complaint, but there is quite a bit of evidence they've gathered. You know, this actually was particularly brutal. You know, I covered one of the first shootings in Jonesboro, Arkansas, one of the school shootings, and I remember everyone being horrified, and it was an international story. And now it's become so commonplace. I mean, think about the idea of what every teacher in the country is thinking right now. That they could be assassinated for giving someone a bad grade.
Talk host Dory Monson with reporter Chris Sullivan. They discuss an 11-year-old boy caught bringing a gun and 400 rounds of ammunition into his school, an 11-year-old boy.
11-year-old boy down Vancouver, Washington, brought a gun and 400 rounds of ammo to a middle school. It's pretty chilling when you get into the details on this.
Yeah, and here are some of the things we found out during his first court appearance. Not only did he have those rounds of ammunition and several large kitchen knives in a backpack, when he was contacted by police at his middle school, he had a .22 caliber pistol in one front pocket of his pants, and in the other pocket he had two fully loaded clips. The clips weren't in the gun, but he did have the ammunition and the gun with him, enough to have caused some damage. And from what we're understanding, according to court documents, he went to school to intentionally shoot a kid that he thought was bullying a buddy of his. He said that guy had called his friend gay. And so he said voices had told him that it was a good idea that he go to class and shoot this kid.
He was hearing voices in his head.
Correct. And
do we know, was this kid on any medication?
We don't know. I just got off the phone with the school district to see if any red flags have been raised on that. And of course, with the privacy laws we have over health care, we don't have that information yet. But the kid is undergoing a mental evaluation today, and some of that information should be able to become public knowledge when he makes his next court appearance, which could be tomorrow or Monday at the latest, once they go through this eval.
Yeah, that was my first reaction. When you hear about an 11-year-old hearing voices in his head, you know, it just made me wonder if he was on some kind of, you know, antidepressants or something that, you know, is connected with that sort of thing. And how he got the gun and all that ammo?
Well, we don't know exactly where all the ammo came from, but we do believe the gun came from his home. I mean, it was in his parents' house, along with the knives that he was able to get from the kitchen. I asked the police if the parents could face some sort of charges, and they said at this point, no, which leads me to believe that perhaps the guns were properly stored, and yet the kid was able to find his way to get his hands on them. That's still also under investigation.
So now we're at number one, and as you might imagine, the president's health care bill is next. So if you're interested in that, and I guess most people have been during the week, let's get to it in just a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hits and talk radio, and we're at number one. I'm Doug Steffen. Healthcare bill and the fiasco with the website, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Tony Cruz with CBS's Howard Arenstein. They discussed the comments the president made this week about the problems the healthcare.gov website is having, continue to have. Present tense.
The president says he's madder than anybody about this rollout of the Affordable Care Act, specifically when it comes to the website, at least yesterday. So what's he doing about it?
Well, they called in Verizon, believe it or not. According to USA Today, they've brought Verizon in, technicians and computer people from Verizon who know how these things are supposed to work, to try to fix the website. It's had numerous problems. Not as many people are signing up as they would like because the process has been so difficult. People are calling the rollout of Obamacare a disaster, a fiasco. The president thought yesterday that he had to get out in front of this, but the reviews of his speech haven't been that terrific, I got to tell you. I mean, I'm reading a column in the Washington Post where Dana Milbank calls it a desperate sales pitch, something like somebody on TV trying to sell a Ginzu knife.
And yet there are those critics who also say, look, this is just the beginning of something that's a tough process, a tough road. It probably won't even be completed for another year as far as signups and everything else, but yet it is the law of the land. Why didn't the president go ahead and delay for the individual mandate as he did for business mandates with the same kind of issues that the businesses were saying they were facing?
Well, I bet there are some people that are thinking that same thing right now. Why didn't we delay this for a couple of months and get this ready? The reports that we're reading show that the site wasn't tested adequately. It didn't have proper functioning software. The data that's being reported from people who do manage to get through to the insurance companies is coming up with mistakes and problems, all kinds of things that are not going properly with this thing. And somebody yesterday suggested, well, you should shut it down and start over. The administration can't really do that right now because they're trying to push this, which is what President Obama considers one of the finest accomplishments of his administration. So they're going through with it. There is a real fail over the next month or two, I think it's going to happen. The deadlines are approaching over the next couple of months.
Now, the talk radio listener, you, gets to sound off about Obamacare and what's wrong with the website.
I just think that what I heard on Sunday from every single news reporting station was that this is a disaster. And I think that's what the American people feel has been thrown on us. When the president came in, he was going to give us jobs. He never rolled up his sleeves to get us jobs. Now he has given us another entitlement. Within 20 years, we're not going to have Social Security. There's no money. In 10 years, Medicare. And now another government program, and it's going to be run just like everything else. There's not going to be any key lock and then any box to put it in the money into. It's going to be spent. And the problem is there's no security. You're going to give all your health information to the IRS, who is not running anything correctly. And then the thing is that it's going to be able to be used by criminals internationally because they're able to get into this non-secure locations when you sign on. So I'm just asking the people to realize that even the news has said that the Republicans were right.
Well, I want to thank him because here in Texas was hard. A lot of people are not insured, and I got on there, and I appreciate the feedback I got from different insurance telling me their fees, and it's more reasonable than going out trying to get insurance on my own.
I hope that President Obama postpones the individual mandate for at least 1 year. I think all the problems that you're seeing right now are indicative of much worse problems, and probably of the most concern to me would be the security. We have how many people involved, how many companies and people involved, the information, there's so many things that could go wrong. I do believe they need to postpone it. I mean, we've already postponed it for the same kind of reasons for the major companies and that. I think it'd be fair to do it for the people also.
So the health care bill, most talked about item this week, problems with the website. Let's go all the way through back to number 10 through to number 1. The White House Twitter fiasco, number 10. World Series, number 9. Iran is number 8. The NSA spying controversy is at 7. At 6, those violent Facebook videos and what Facebook is doing about it. Number 5, the jobs report. Number 4, the shutdown aftermath. Number 3, the state of the Republican Party. Number 2, violence in the public school sector. And number 1 this week is the health care discussion. That's the way it shapes up this week on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.